since we last talked a couple of days ago, sit back and watch additional qualifiers, things like that. And you're taking a, boy, just a great bunch of kids down there at, after a terrific district meet at Ogallala the other day.
Yeah. Extremely proud of those guys, like I said before. 14 state qualifiers and a few relay alternates to go down there. And it's going to be a new atmosphere for us. We've not been in the A, B section of the state track meet since I've been the head coach. So this is our first time, and I think only time. Sounds like we'll be back in Class C next year. So we're really looking forward to, kind of that increased, I don't know what you would even want to call it. There's huge competition everywhere, but just the marks in Class B this year, tremendous. So it's going to be fun to get down there and just watch everybody perform.
So this is just a one-year deal. You feel like this year and back to C next year, huh?
Yo, yeah. We just kind of caught a little bit of lightning in a bottle. Our two biggest classes in the last probably 15 years happened to be in one count. So, yeah, I think our count was 165-ish this year. It's going to be back down into the 140s next year.
There are not that many events where you don't have at least one person competing. I mean, pretty much it seems like every single event you got at least one guy or going and competing.
Yeah. I was looking through that. I think we're competing in, I think it's 13 or 14 of the 17 events, and so that's really exciting. Keeps us busy throughout the 2 days, and just kind of shows how complete our track team was. I think our boys, they did a really good job of being versatile, in their early years and understanding, hey, we need some guys here, we need some guys here, and embracing that and taking on some events that maybe they hadn't expected to. And we're really excited about that kind of variety of events that we qualified in.
I don't know if you scored it out yet. I haven't, but put the pencil to paper and scored it out with your marks and times. You got a chance. You're going to score a lot of points and some big number of points, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. It looks like B has a lot of points spread out this year. Last year Norris, I think, scored over 100 points, but they were a juggernaut, but a lot of their guys are gone. Waverly has some excellent athletes. I see Elkhorn North popping up in there a lot. Obviously Pius is going to have guys and a few others. Gothenburg, they're going to take a bunch of guys down that can score. So we're really fortunate. We think Noah Rao is going to be a point scorer for us. We're hoping our relays can get some. We have some long jumpers that are right there. Some pole vaulters that have a chance, And so, yeah, we'd like to, we'd like to just go and put our best foot forward, see how many PRs we can hit, and see where it puts us. But I think we're going to be pretty respectable there if we go and do our jobs.
Well, all those events are going to get a lot of crowds, no question. But I guarantee, and you know darn well, that discus, that boy's discus, is going to be a lot of people watching Noah see if he can get that 200-foot throw.
Yeah, absolutely, and just talking to Noah here yesterday. He's humbled, but he's excited, there's a lot of people that I've talked to in town that, they're going to watch the track meet, but yeah, you're talking, that's main event, we're awfully proud of him. It's just so crazy to think, he's sitting something like 13th in the nation and in the class of 2026, I think in the top five or six of that. I think he got an invite to go through at Nike Nationals here this summer. So, it's just really, really cool what Noah's accomplished, and to think that he has another year here, it's exciting.
I'm sure something that's happened before, and we might see it again, but I wonder how many teams have been in one class, whether it be D or C, and gone up the next class and won it again. I'm sure it's happened. I don't know who off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's happened before where they really challenged from 1 year to the next for a state title.
I could see that, I could see it maybe, a D class jumping up or somebody in C that went down that has, two or three really good athletes that put points on the board. It would be a pretty epic task, I think, in Class B just because, you have to be so complete. And, to be honest with you, Rich, if we had Easton, somebody like Easton that's going to score 20 points no matter what class he's in, that would have, you could see where it could happen, and Noah's kind of like that. He's going to score, wherever he's competing. But, our relays, they scored over 20 points last year. And, it's just a whole new animal in Class B. I think I saw last year we scored 21 points in relays in the Class C meet, so I just put those marks into Class B, and we would have scored 5. You know, so there's certainly, you know, but we're faster in all of them because of it this year. You know, the marks that we're having to chase are better, and so we've had you know, it just you kind of have to rise to the level of your competition. So we've done that. It's been great for us, and I'll add to it. You know, no matter what happens this year, no matter where we wind up in B, boy, we've made ourselves better for our return to C next year.
And I'm sure this time break going on Tuesday and having the rest of the week and not making the road trip until Tuesday, it's giving your chances a little bit of a break, a little bit of rest time. You guys have been going boom, 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 but a lot of meets the last couple of weeks, it seems like.
We did. We had a pretty end-loaded schedule. We really worked hard to get some more meets for our junior varsity kids there towards the end of the year. And I think we were able to accomplish that. But yeah, between our kids and our coaches, we've been going full tilt. And you know, it's kind of nice actually. We just keep on keeping on. There's really not a lot of time. We took Wednesday to catch our breath a little bit and just do some easy work. And we actually started getting right back after it yesterday, and we will again today if the wind lets us. You know, we just then a weekend, and then it's time to go. So yeah, we're excited about it. It's a new schedule. It's different. You know, you don't wait till that Friday, Saturday to compete. So yeah, we've kind of put the same model to work. Just had to do it a little